What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. The costs of war can never be truly accounted for.
It really can't.
We were just talking about him.
We sure were.
Studying for the Schmodown.
I was trying to remember his name. There are just so many names in Star Wars. A lot of them sound the same.
Sometimes when they have these prologues with the narration and it's like showing scenes we'd never seen before, like that one of Mace and Obi-Wan talking, it's like, I wonder how much extra story goes into these episodes that they just wind up narrating over. The tactical droids' voices are based on Battlestar Galactica droids. Well, Cylons, I should say.
Nice.
From the OG series.
I like that.
I think at one point they even go, by your command.
Poor Twi'leks have been suffering for a while.
Yeah, like the first episodes are about trying to get help to Ryloth. This is the first episode with Waxer and Boyle.
Nice to have someone's hologram just
standing there.
Yeah, full size right next to you.
They didn't show when the hologram appeared and a clone was standing in it, like, oh, let me get out of the way real quick.
Sorry.
It's the crumb bomber. I feel like I should have watched these episodes before I read Lords of the Sith a few years back, just because it gives you a good idea of what Ryloth looks like.
I was just thinking of like what it would have been like in maybe like the Old Republic days or something.
I mean, I think it's always been kind of a arid desert planet, but who knows? Maybe we'll get to see it.
Yeah. What were the Old Republic Twi'leks up to?
Probably still suffering. They just seem to have a rough go of it.
Battling the same war. Just different people.
That wasn't even going the right direction.
Take them out. Oh, maybe you should practice throwing more. Ghost Company, I like that. I like that. Although I wish you had said it louder to the other clones. I guess we're the best.
You heard him.
All of a sudden, a philosopher he has become.
Well, we're talking about clones. I'm going to plug that podcast I've been listening to, Mission to Zix, because there are a group of basically clone troopers who are the exact opposite of these guys. They're called Clints. Clint troopers. They're all clones of a guy named Clint.
Oh.
But all of them think that they're like the smartest one, and they all hate each other. They're all like, man, the other Clints, they just don't get it. The cool Clint. I've been listening to this podcast that's like an improvised sci-fi / space fantasy story that kind of parodies Star Wars and Star Trek, and it's hilarious. And I've been binging through it.
I didn't think it parodied Star Wars that much.
The episode I listened to today was basically one of the characters figuring out that he has the Force.
Oh.
Or at least their version of the Force, which is called the Space. And instead of the light and the dark, it's the fresh and the whack.
Anyways, it's so dumb.
But it's so funny. Hey, whoever listens to this, go check out Mission to Zix. I've given you a gift. Kenobi calls him Twi'lex. I think someone else called him Twi'lex. I always say that the tomato of Star Wars is Twi'lek Twi'lek.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of words like that that are kind of like both correct that people love to argue over which one is correct.
I got yelled at for calling Kashyyyk Kashyyyk. And then when I played through KOTOR again, they call it Kashyyyk, and I was like, see? I'm not crazy.
Here's a dog treat.
Yeah, it looks like one of those bones with stuff inside.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like one of those, I forget what they're called, those like candy bars that have chocolate inside. Those little roll things.
Hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No. Fine.
I don't eat those off-brand chocolate bars.
Only name-brand Hershey for Molly.
Little monster. Are you going to be nice to this girl or mean to her? Make up your mind.
That's one of them's nice and one of them's a little mean, and then by the end they both come around. Or the mean one does.
Just that one random battle droid just gonna that's kick someone. Feeling cocky that day decides to give one of them a kick. You think the battle droids have good and bad days? Like they wake up on the right side of the bed or the wrong side of the bed? I consider
this to be a bad day for this battle droid.
Well, yeah.
But do you mean mentally?
Yeah.
Probably. The battle droids seem to have emotions. But their existence is so rough, maybe they just... They're all bad days, but they're just used to it.
Sometimes I think of the battle droids like I do kind of the Cylons, where maybe some of their personalities are like once they're killed, they're put back into a different model.
I've often thought the same thing. I don't think that's the case, but yeah, I've thought about that. How they're just resurrected over and over and over.
Yeah. That's the spirit.
I wonder how Numa eventually wound up with some of their armor in Star Wars Rebels.
Maybe they ran into each other again? Or maybe she just replicated it?
Hopefully they met each other again.
This is a sweet episode.
It's a nice one. Pretty sure Jen had one of those.
Oh, yeah. Aw. Pat, pat, pat. They're not responding. They're busy bonding.
Yeah.
Her.
Oh, no one sees these droids catching him. Obi-Wan, that feels like that should be your fault.
Those are gross.
Like giant cockroaches with teeth.
And tails. Ugh. Polishing R2 units, do you think that's better or worse than the traffic controller guys that we've talked about in the past?
Probably worse.
There's a lot of species of, like, animals in Star Wars that blaster guns just kind of, like, bounce off of.
Yeah.
I feel like you should make more efficient blasters.
Pretty sure in that book, Lords of the Sith, Vader fights a lot of these.
Got your nose.
Good old plain white armored clones.
Are they the red shirts?
Yep. Might as well paint them red.
Mmm. Is that so?
Your overconfidence is your weakness. Obi-Wan using the non-violent Jedi way. Ezra probably would have been good at that.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, he could just jump over all of these little guys. Or big guys.
Cody's always got his lightsaber.
You think he ever plays around with it when he's not looking?
Uh-huh. Thinned. I mean, they got like two. It's not that bad. One of those battle droids was in there, like, scrubbing.
Scrubbing.
He looks like he could fit out of the bars.
Yeah. Yay. I love the Twi'leks, except that the men have the sharp teeth. I'm like...
They're awfully scary.
Yeah. Otherwise, they look so cool. That was lucky.
That seems to happen a lot.
Yeah.
Like, shoot one thing and then it shoots something else. Will of the Force, I guess.
This would never happen. He would just shoot.
I like that. Just one guy's just punching its head.
And then they tore him apart. And they finally got some help.
Finally, guys.
See, they come back and hang out. Duh. Then when does she come back?
Star Wars Rebels.
And gosh, I need to rewatch Rebels. Well, obviously we'll do that after the Clone Wars.
But obviously.
There's so much from Rebels that I
can't
remember. Yeah,
that was a Henry Gilroy episode. Nice.
Nice.
All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out and listening. Thank you for being patrons. And may the Force be with you.